Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, indeed. Back in the saddle again. We're going to have to talk about this. Woo. Can't be good. It's good stuff. No.
Bublé.
Bubbly.
Welcome back, Utah fans. We are back. Feels like it's been forever.
It has been forever.
It's been a while.
Feels good to be back. Welcome back. We're so excited to be here with everybody. Gary's got his bubbly. This is new. Beverage.
This is a very big change.
We haven't
Mountain
seen
Dew.
This one.
I've already had a couple
Red
of days.
I can't have any more.
He has his Mountain Dew over on the table.
Is that for?
That's for later.
So people think that you've made a change.
People drink bubbly.
No,
it's like AHA bubbly. And other waters and bubbly waters.
Good.
This is
the flavor on
what's
that?
The flavor?
Watermelon,
it's strawberry. It's excellent. It's excellent.
I can
so
smell
the unofficial.
It.
Sponsor for this.
I can
this
smell it.
No, you can't.
I can. I can.
You
smell
can't
it.
Smell bubbly water. Smell it.
Anyways, some little housekeeping because it has been a while. Please like, subscribe, follow us on all of our social media. We really want to see you on YouTube. Subscribe there, Twitter, Instagram. Join our Facebook group because Utah football is going to come up quickly. We're kind of in off season right now, but. It will come up quickly. So join us. Join the conversation.
Please do.
We'd love to have you. So.
Have you got your.
I got mine.
Did you get your mini helmet?
I got a full size.
You see this?
You got the authentic.
I got the authentic.
$500 one.
I broke into the facility.
Uh-huh. And do you like it? Do you like it?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's sweet.
Gorgeous.
I actually haven't really seen it, if I'm being honest.
One of the authentic ones would be real sweet.
How much is the authentic one?
I think it's like $350 or something like that. Isn't it?
YouTube.
People, Utah fans.
I don't know.
My Venmo.
Not going to happen. I hope you've got your
There might
helmet.
Be someone rich listening.
I hope
I gotta
you've
pull
got
my
your
Venmo.
Helmet. What is it's my cool. Venmo? It's cool.
It's just that. Oh, I'm matching it. I'm wearing my Rose Bowl.
Yeah, you got your Rose Bowl going.
Shirt. I just love that logo. It's so sweet.
What are they going to do next year with the logo, I wonder?
I bet it would be the same.
It's James-Russin. It's got a picture of my face.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking it up right now. I want to know how much, because it is really cool. And I've seen some people did go with the full-size authentic
full
helmet.
Full authentic.
Good so. For them, man. That'd be nice. But it's neat. I know people Gary were waiting on it. You had to go pick yours up.
Yeah.
Others, I know, I saw some on Facebook where they'd got their helmet. So it was worth it. It was worth the wait. It's cool. It's a neat reminder of a good time in Utah football.
Look at our beautiful display. And it
some of the stuff.
The pattern is just so lovely. This white, red, white, red, white.
Nice. Fits, color coordinated.
It fits perfectly.
Did you do that on purpose?
Right in there.
Did you do the
absolutely
color
did on purpose.
We did get crap last time that there was a Raiders helmet sitting in the middle. The Rose Bowl helmet fits in a lot better.
Well, if you listened to the episode,
you'd understand.
You understood why there was a Raiders helmet.
I know.
So, but it's true because the image on YouTube was us, and then the Raiders. Why is there a Raiders helmet?
Well, you'll listen to the episode, and you'll find out.
If you've listened to us at all, you know that we're Raiders psychopaths.
And we're going to be good this year, by the
way. Oh, really?
In that division, it could be tough.
Yeah, we're going to be good. Okay. Did you watch the, what is it, NFL 360 on the NFL Network?
Yes.
The Ty, Aaron, and Devin Lloyd?
No, I didn't watch it.
Haven't seen it?
It okay. just aired 8 minutes ago.
Devin, no, I was watched it right before I came.
Anyway, it was really, really good.
I'll watch it.
So watch it.
I'll watch it.
If you haven't watched it yet, it's touching, it's inspiring. It was wonderful. Didn't you think?
Well, I was emotional.
It was.
Duh, of course.
It was so cool.
Every time I watch any of these things about Aaron and Ty, but the thing that got me the most is, when they showed the footage of Aaron's mom addressing the team,
yeah.
I don't feel like we've ever seen, we've heard the story that after Aaron's passing, she came in and gave a speech to the team, and that kind of gave them the motivation to keep going, but we've never seen video of it. They actually had that in there. And then what really got me was I didn't realize when Devin Lloyd was at the draft, he was wearing number 22, but it was completely coincidental.
Yeah. No, the combine.
Combine.
Yes,
it's random.
Yes.
They just gave him
random.
A number.
It's based off of position group and name, and he shows up, and he's number 22.
I didn't know that uh-huh. part of it, and it was like, so after, yeah, when you watch it, that part, I was just like,
no, it's the tears. It was so well I mean, done. It was great.
I feel like the more removed we keep getting from the 2022 or 2021 season, like, it strikes me at just how unbelievable that season was.
Oh, I actually thought about that same thing earlier today. Like, when you really reflect back now that we're, you know, 5 months yeah. removed from the end of the season, and you kind of go, that, what a crazy, crazy season it was.
And just watching it and, you know, they show all the different games and the scores and everything. Like, it, you just go, holy cow. Like, when we were in it, you were just
in it.
Great run.
And now I look back on it and I just go,
it's like we have kids.
And it was
you look back and with fondness, but in the moment, it's hell.
That's a good way of describing
it's perfect. It. Perfect.
It was Steve Smith Sr. was the interviewer.
Yeah, I've heard that. I saw the stuff. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I think I need to repost my picture with me and Devin since he's going to be.
Go for it.
Have you changed your tune now? Is he going to be a first-round draft pick?
Oh, yeah.
I changed my tune.
Like we would have forgotten.
Mr. Gary, you
no.
said he
no.
wasn't going to be in the first round.
No. Don't dig in on this.
Don't believe these people.
Okay, I'll go back and find the episode.
Do not believe these people.
He's changed. He knows he was wrong.
He's going to be like a top 15 pick now. You were so wrong. Maybe.
Depends on the needs of the teams. He's going to be in the top 20.
Oh, 100% the top 20.
Well, that's if they're not. That's first round.
I know he's going to be in the first round. You guys are crazy.
I don't forget anything. See,
yeah,
I'm not
you
gonna,
forget a lot.
I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Okay, he's going. We all know he's going in the first round. He's rated or ranked by many as the top linebacker in the draft.
Yeah.
He's going to Vegas. That's where it is this year. He'll be there.
Uh-huh.
And Whittingham's going with him and his position coach.
Coach Swan.
He invited them both. Two of the guests he invited. So they're going to be there. I was just down in Vegas. They're doing the draft in the Fountain of the Bellagio.
What?
Yeah, there's a massive
stage. I saw a picture of it.
The massive stage. And then the fountain's behind it. It's so Vegas. It's so weird.
It would be
very Vegas.
I don't know.
Very.
It might be
Let's
fun.
Let's go down.
But hey.
I'm already going to be
bottom
here.
Line is.
Uh-huh. He had a wit.
Okay.
He's going to stay with me in my hotel.
Devin Lloyd is going to make an impact on somebody's team. The guy is great.
I just hope it's a team that doesn't suck. The one I saw today was him being drafted by the Washington Commanders.
No.
Their name now. Mm. That would suck because they just are irrelevant. So the other one, it still comes up, the Eagles. That would be pretty cool. That would be a good one.
Well, and good luck to all the Utah players that are hoping to get picked up this weekend, and then even if they don't, you
Many
know,
will.
There's
Many
all the
will.
Training camps and all of that, so it's exciting to watch what happens.
Thursday, it all starts.
Yeah, first round.
All right, good luck, Devin. I'm going to miss you, man.
Devin.
That was
He's a devout listener to this.
Absolutely. Okay, let's just go down the list. What do you make of? Okay, the spring game just ended on Saturday. What's your feelings of the spring game? Just your general feelings. Okay, spring ball is over. How many practices do they get? 15? 19? Something like that? I forgot what it was. Total practices. Then it ends with the spring game. And then June, I think it's June 1st, they begin conditioning.
Yep.
In preparation for practices that start in August.
Yeah. Fall camp.
Fall camp. But what do you make of the spring game or just thoughts where we're at? No, spring game.
I mean, it's you're just itching for anything football at that point. So it's exciting to see, you know, Cam Rising out there throwing the football again. But it's not, you know, it's not real football. But it's still entertaining. It's great to see the guys on the field. It kind of scratches that itch for a little bit to get you to the next point. It's kind of how I've always looked at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put a lot of weight into it just because there's so many guys that don't actually play in the spring game.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cam, we got to see for one drive, which was great. I liked what I saw, but it's just, it's fun to be in Rice-Eccles, although Saturday was, I think there was every weather that you could have. All happened within like 2 hours. It was like sunny.
A little bit of sun.
Sunny, rain, snow, sleet. Back to sun, and then it all just happened all over again. Yeah. But
that's Utah, though, in spring.
I know, exactly. But it's just fun to be in the stadium and to get that bit.
Yeah, okay, it's fun to be there, but...
Do you put any stock into it?
You can't put too much, because that one game is not going to be necessarily the determining factor on what's upcoming, because we've had all these other practices, and this is kind of the culmination, but there's film... and analysis on all of that stuff. And it's like what you said, Bryn, is that I think Witt even said there was like three or four, something like that, receivers that weren't there, weren't playing. The same in the secondary. Just other positions that just weren't there and weren't playing. So yeah.
It's a lot of the young guys that we haven't seen yet are the ones that are playing.
However... there's you have Barnes and Jackson who are vying for the number two.
Yeah.
And again, Witt said, if anyone heard or listened to the press conference after, I mean, they both did all right. He made a comment about how Jackson really has improved, and it felt like to me watching him throw the ball, he looked like he'd put work in, and he was making some good throws, but. Here's how I look at spring ball is I think if anybody that, or spring game, just use last year as an example. So we all go to the spring game. It's a beautiful day. We're in the stadium. We're all excited. And there's Charlie Brewer out there.
Just spinning
it. And we're just anticipating, watching him. And he's like 15 for 15, 100 and something yards, touchdowns. And everyone's after that is, we're on our way.
We were so excited about him.
Yeah. We're on our way. And what happened?
Three games later, he's at a different school.
He stunk.
Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy.
He sucked.
And then he's gone. Cam comes in, and the rest is history. And that's the point of spring ball. You have to be cautious, accept what it is, but there's a... It is what it is, you know?
I heard Bad Moon Rising the other day at the gym, and I got, like, emotional.
I hear it at the grocery store all the time.
I had this, like, emotional response.
They played it one time.
They did play it. Well, they played it when Cam came out. And
it's so hokey, but I love it.
Whenever I hear it, and then I can just think of his little commercial at the gas station and the wink.
Oh, I love the wink.
Cam.
And the other thing, though, is like Witt said that we have that freshman QB that's coming in. He'll be here for fall camp.
Yeah, there's some other dudes coming in for fall.
It's Nate Johnson, I think's his name. He's like 6'1", 195. I think he was ranked like 16th by 20. I don't know. I can't remember who ranked. You know, they ranked.
Isn't it so nice, though, that we know who QB1 is?
Yeah, I mean, that point's done. 100%. And all the experience, and he's really good. So it's just vying for number two.
Right, but for the last few years, I feel like spring ball has always been that, we're not sure yet. We don't know yet. It's nice to just know who it is.
And no, he's good.
He's the guy.
And there was the one season that it was the Huntley transition. He went from his junior to senior, and we knew. Before that, there was 10 years of uncertainty. And then this last year, there was the uncertainty. So I'm with you. The fact that that position's locked up, we know what he's capable of. He's the dude. Everything else, we can focus on all the other stuff.
Yeah. And Glover, it was cool to see him play.
Dude, that guy.
What do they have him listed at? 5'7"? 5'7", 211.
There's some pictures of him in spring ball. His legs are just tree trunks. I mean, they're enormous. For a 17-year-old kid.
We went to the press conference after, and he was one of the guys.
Solid.
You know, you couldn't see his legs, but he's there. here's kind of the sad thing, though, is when you do see him, he does remind you of Ty in his body type.
The way he runs,
the
too.
The way he looks. It's that short, stocky, powerful, quick runner that he was.
What's crazy, I mean, because you said that to me during the game, and then I saw other people having the same thought on Twitter. Yeah. So it obviously we weren't the only ones that noticed it. It's just his build and his style of running on the field. It is very reminiscent.
But
of
you Ty. could there's been a lot of praise for him in camp.
Yeah,
and you could see it. The thing is, Mika Bernard didn't play at all.
No.
Okay, so Curry, I'm not sure.
I don't think
I'm shocked.
No, we did see Curry a little bit. Yeah, we did.
Okay, what I was going to say though is that you have. Thomas, Glover, Mika Bernard, Curry, probably someone else I'm missing. The point is, running back is going to be solid.
Well, and it has to be. You've got to have depth at that position just because guys get banged up. I was just saying, I'm really surprised that Curry came back because you look at the depth and then you add Glover. You just look at that depth.
Curry's good, too.
He's really good.
Yeah. I
mean, he's really good, and when he got opportunities last year, which were small, he looked just fine. So I'm surprised he came back. I'm really glad he came back, though, because depth is so key, especially at that position. So I'm really excited to see Glover. I anticipate he's going to kind of take in that second behind Thomas role. That's where I see him.
Maybe. Man, you...
Pledger's on... I'm not knocking Pledger. I just think... Glover.
Thomas?
No, I think Thomas is one. Thomas, and then
Pledger's gone.
We don't have Pledger anymore.
Who am I thinking? Bernard. That's kind of where I see him fitting.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but we'll see.
Thomas, he fumbled on the freaking goal line.
In the spring game?
Yeah.
Cut him.
Cut him. It was not.
He's gone.
Which, that's not maybe. Great. You know,
I've got it on pretty good authority that he's going to be suspended, too.
That was not a good. You don't That's want that not on a tape, good look. Man.
I'm sure Witt loved that.
That was well, just especially his struggle that he had with that last season. So it's like, dude, get it together. But
he turned around though.
We all know what Thomas can do. So I hope he takes
He'll be
the
fine.
Focus and really puts it towards football and doesn't get distracted by other things because we want to see him next year.
Yeah.
So. Witt talked about the secondary, and there was three or four guys that weren't there, still healing up, though they're going to be ready for June 1st and, you know, strength training and all that kind of stuff. But he's very confident we're going to be good in the secondary again, which is good to hear him. I don't think he was just blowing smoke at that point either. He was well into this press conference, so he was, I think, giving a fair assessment what he really thinks. So. Yeah. Which makes me feel good because that you know by the end of the season last year
we were decimated.
It was terrible. But then he did talk about the O-line, and he really praised up the O-line. He goes, "We're way ahead of where we were last year just because of injuries." He goes, "We have 10 guys. We have our
that's crazy.
Essentially 10 guys, the first five, the second five, and there's probably two other guys." He says right now that could
rotate in.
That's
awesome.
I think he said we'll even like travel with 12 linemen. So that is. Of course, we don't
have
fall camp. Injuries, but nevertheless, he was positive about the O-line. You know, so Keithy Kincaid didn't play.
Yeah.
So, look, offensively, man, we should be good. We should be able to just pick right up.
I mean, it's hard. You're replacing guys like Covey and Lloyd, but every year you're replacing guys like this. I mean, Lloyd's first-round draft pick. You don't just plug in a new dude. And then there's that leadership factor. But this is college football. Like, the door is always rotating. So I'm excited to see what we've got. I think we got some really good young dudes coming in.
We do.
This Barton kid from Brighton.
He played.
He is a five-star recruit. And his brothers, Cody and Jackson, both went to the NFL. And this guy is supposed to be the best of all of them.
And he's 17, 18. Yeah. He should be still in high school right now.
He's a freak. Oh.
He graduated early.
So I'm really
excited. Same with Glover. It's the same situation. Yeah. Mature young men.
I mean, I think we will miss Covey.
Yeah.
From what we hear, Vele is really stepping up.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, everybody has seen the picture. Hopefully you've seen the actual replay of this Mekhi Cope catching that one-handed.
Sick.
That was unbelievable.
In the rain, too.
It was... Nice catch.
If that was me, I'm just going to say this. If that was me, and there's a picture on the internet of me doing a one hand, I would put that thing, I would blow that thing up life size and have it all over my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you probably would.
I would. It'd be on top of my
no
car.
No doubt about it. It'd be your whole wall.
It'd be my whole freaking wall.
The difference is you'd have the picture with your hand touching the ball, and then you would have dropped it.
100%. But no one knows that. He actually caught it.
He caught it and held it.
Yeah?
No. Okay, here's the stupidest play of the spring game, whatever people think, is Barnes runs one for like 40 or 50 yards for a touchdown.
Barnes, QB.
Yeah, the QB. I think Barton should have tackled him, by the way. He missed him.
He did miss
him. But he's running, so he's like at the 15 or 10, and he kind of slows up going into the end zone, and he's looking at the
defenseman who was after him. Probably the secondary.
I can't remember who it was. He's kind of looking at him. And the freaking ref threw a flag for taunting in the spring game, dude. And then gave him the touchdown.
The refs get the jackass of the week.
Yeah, that's the jackass of the refs.
Just for
in
that.
In a spring game.
And he didn't do anything.
So get over yourself, pal.
He's taunting his own teammate.
His own teammate. I know.
Probably like his freaking roommate or something.
Seriously.
We don't know what he said, but he probably turned around.
Who cares
just
what he said? You're on the same team.
It's spring ball.
And the ref pulled the flag, and then they called the touchdown back.
Yeah, but they did score.
See, refs are dicks.
It was so dumb. We were all just staring at each other like, what just happened? You can't.
Stupid.
That was so funny, man.
This isn't the Pac-12 championship, ref.
I guess, you know. They got to practice,
moment.
Too.
Teaching moment,
I guess. It's a teaching moment, but.
It's always fun to watch Witt sit. He's just sitting back
there.
He just stands there and observing everything.
Oh, my gosh. Computing everything. He probably remembers every single play.
I'm sure. He's one of those.
Anything else about
spring game? Spring. Trying to think
I will give a shout out though. Let me give a shout out right here to Cole Bagley. You'll see him on our Facebook page. He writes for Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated Utah.
Sports Illustrated Utah. So he's putting articles out from time to time in our Facebook page. He was there. He's written some really good analysis about about spring ball, different position groups, but. Check him out. Support him.
So what we're saying, if you're looking for
he does
analysis,
some good stuff.
Go check him out.
Yeah, not us losers, but actual like.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's like an expert.
He like knows what
what's
he's
an expert.
About.
You watch the games.
I surely did. There you go, Cole. I'm just as expert as you, but I don't take the time to write the articles.
That's
maybe
true.
That's what it is. But we did chat with him for a while. It was great to talk to him, and yeah. Support him, follow him as well on his channels because he's doing a lot of work for it.
All right. Did you see the poll of the way too early poll for college football?
I've seen a couple of them.
This was from ESPN.
The rankings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's the ESPN poll. Way too early. And it's stupid because I don't even think there should be a poll until like four games in myself.
Agreed.
So, I mean,
but
here
I'll
we
take
are.
It because
okay,
here we are.
So we're in... We're in April. Okay. I'm not taking this too dang serious.
I know.
Except, so if you've seen, look it up if you haven't seen it. But they, of course, Alabama, they have number one. Ohio State, number two. Georgia, number three. And Utah, number four. I mean, okay.
Would you ever?
Number four.
Number four.
Look at the top four.
But I don't blame them. Look at what we've got coming back.
That's respect.
It's respect.
You got to accept that. Look at
I cannot wait to play Ohio State in the national championship game this year.
And beat them this time. Freaking beat them. For all of our Ohio State followers.
Respect to Ohio State. They've gained my respect.
We're getting you next time.
I hated Ohio State with
passion. Do they have their one guy coming back, the receiver?
No, he's going to the NFL.
All the receivers are going to be like first-round picks. What the?
They got C.J. Stroud coming back who just closes his eyes, puts a dime down the sideline, and they all catch it.
The guys that kicked our butts are their third and fourth strings.
Oh, that's true.
They didn't kick our butts.
Okay, not as the full game. I'm talking about
the receivers.
Their passing game kicked our butt. That was like world record
stuff.
That
was one of the most incredible passing performances.
We can't go backwards.
I'm just saying.
I can't wait to kick their butt.
I want to play them in the next natty.
It's going to be epic. When we beat Alabama in the first round, and then we get Ohio State. My watch is telling me to calm down.
I believe it.
Calm your heart rate down.
I believe it.
Number four. Number four.
Starting off at Florida. Number four, Utah.
You've got Texas, Notre Dame, North Carolina, State, Michigan.
Is there a more overrated program in college football than Texas? Single year, it's
Notre Dame.
At least Notre Dame has done some stuff recently. But now their coach is gone. He's at LSU.
They're going to be better with him gone. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I thought he was... I don't think he was that great. I actually think they could be better with him gone.
He gets a lot of respect.
He gets too much respect. Man, come on.
But I'm just telling you, Texas, every year they finish like 7-5, but the beginning of the year they're number 5 in the country.
Underachieving, man. They got talent over there.
When you start in the top...
Hey, what's USC in that?
So USC in that poll...
Like 11?
They got him at 12. And Oregon at 16. Okay, let's talk. Okay, if you've noticed, man...
Where is this from? ESPN?
This is ESPN.
It's ESPN.
I mean, you don't take it too serious.
I know, but...
The reason I found it in... Because I've seen some other polls, and they had Utah at 15.
That's... Crap.
And crap like this, okay? I'm just saying, though, I'm look at this one from
East off right now.
ESPN, and you got to go, I mean, that's legit. Some of those polls are from Hokie Nobodies.
What's the one I saw?
I'm just saying the respect. You got Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, who just won the freaking national championship, and who they got at 4. That's out of respect for what they saw and expect.
If I was Georgia, I'd be freaking pissed that I'm third.
Yeah, no kid,
when
man.
You just
Alabama
won.
Shouldn't be number one.
I know, when they just won the national championship and they beat Alabama, and yet you're listed third in the preseason, I'd be pissed. Bulldogs, you should be pissed.
Hey, Bulldogs.
Hey, they finally did something, so they're probably just still on
cloud nine. Of course, you got Alabama at number one. Ohio State, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No. Every year it's the same.
You'd be freaking good.
Okay, realistically, do we start the season in the top 10?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see us starting like 8, 7, 8, somewhere like that.
My gosh, have we ever started that high?
I don't know. We probably have. I just
Were we the year that Huntley and Moss and those guys,
I don't think we were that high.
The top 10?
We're
somebody,
top 10.
See, this is where we need the experts
Hey, Cole.
To
Cole
tell
would
us.
Know. Cole would be like, no.
I mean, these little details.
Ah. You don't tune in for details.
I just can't remember these things.
It could be one of the highest. I mean, shoot.
I'm just saying, it is pretty cool.
I mean, of course, though, I'm trying to temper my expectation. Okay.
Wisdom.
That's
wisdom.
No. It's April.
I'm
trying to be realistic because we are losing Devin, Nephi Sewell, all the, like.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys
and
leaving.
I realize that's the game and every year you have to replenish, but. But hey.
I'll take it.
And hey.
I know.
But I'm with you.
I'm trying not to set myself up for.
Guys, we lost Cole Fotheringham this year too, though.
And this is what Witt said.
So
I know. Our two loves are gone. Who am
I'm
I going
sure
to love?
Find somebody
Who am
else.
I going to love now? We got to come up with
Jesse.
A new hottest player. Yeah, of course my husband, but
no,
I need.
He's no Cole.
I need my new hottest player. I'll take nominees.
I'll look it up right now.
Cam might.
No, Cam is not an attractive man. Never mind.
Cam? Yeah, he is, man. Look at him.
With his sweaty hair and
if
his little
If he wasn't
mustache.
The starting quarterback for the U, Jeez. And you saw him in Smith's,
That's why it pays to be an athlete.
It does.
Hello, Jersey Chaser right here.
No.
I've got a whole season to
figure
out.
We are all going. See, here's what Witt said, though, the presser. He goes, we can't work our way into the season because we go down to the swamp and play Florida
out the gate
game one. And so they need to be ready. Now we're going. How many of you are going? I hope you're going because that's going to be fun.
We'll be there.
That's big. I mean, right out of the gate, what? Florida.
You're going?
Yes.
I knew it.
I got talked into it.
You have the worst FOMO of anyone I've ever met in my life.
It wasn't me.
You got to go to these games.
I got dragged into it.
I agree.
Oh, poor baby. Freak. Okay, don't go. And don't go.
My plane ticket's already bought.
Stay home, watch it on TV.
My plane ticket's already bought.
Hey, did you see that you can now buy shirts and things with the player's actual name on it?
See, this is, I got to figure out who my new hottest player is and buy their t-shirt.
No, I'm just saying it's pretty cool. Okay. Calm it down, as you always say. I'm just saying,
if
it's
there
cool.
was a Fotheringham one, you I know you would buy.
Cole,
it.
Is it, if it's too late?
Okay, okay,
I would wear that forever. But I'm just saying, it's really cool that we're at a state now that, and I'm assuming they get
people
some
would be
percentage.
Like, "Oh, are you related to Fotheringham?"
And I'm like, "No, I'm just in love with him." It is.
I did
June.
See that though.
let me ask you something. I mean, again, this is way too early because we'll get into all this stuff much more in depth
for some people.
As USC is getting so much love. I was watching freaking Cowherd the other day.
Well, he lives in Southern California.
I know, but he's such a homer.
Such a homer.
But and I've seen it all over social media. What's your gut feeling about it?
So. The South runs through Utah still this year.
Fortunately, we get him here, too.
Or should we get him at home? I think there's going to be some growing pains. I think Lincoln Riley's a heck of a coach.
October 15th or something. Circle that date on your calendar.
It's going to be
people.
Great. That's going to be the game of the year. But the thing for me is in 1 year from now, when the system's in place, they've got so much talent. They always have talent.
Yeah.
I just think this year there's going to be some growing pains. They're going to lose a couple games they're not supposed to lose. So the South runs through Utah still next year makes me really
I mean
nervous.
I don't think they're gonna jump right out of the gate and
I don't even know their
and
schedule.
Win the South. I it's definitely a possibility, but I don't think it's gonna happen this year. I'm with you. I think it's gonna take at least a year, at least I hope so. It's such a benefit that we have them at home. I mean, it's always a benefit when we play them at home.
They're getting love because they're the brand. I mean, they're...
You know, when they tweeted out, like, that was the best first practice I've ever had in my whole career. It's like, really?
Every team says that.
Everybody says that.
Especially especially some teams I know.
And hate.
And hate. They always say that.
They could be potentially undefeated coming into Utah that game. So they've got Rice, Stanford. Fresno State's not bad, but... Oregon State, Arizona State, Washington
State. Don't sleep
State.
On Oregon State.
I did last year, and that blew up.
I don't know
face.
Who they have coming back.
I'm just telling you.
So USC, I mean, I don't know either. We don't know anything yet. No one knows anything other than Lincoln Kennedy.
The Pac-12 guy.
He's a solid coach. He makes Helton.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, excuse me. Lincoln Kennedy. He played for the Raiders, so that's why it's on my brain.
Well, he works for the Pac-12 now.
He went for the So Lincoln Kennedy, go Raiders. Yeah, Lincoln Riley. That guy's freaking good coach. He went to Oklahoma and made them a national contender.
He coached like three Heisman Trophy winners there.
And so you got to acknowledge, I mean, I read a thing today that I'm not sure what this means because I don't know all the players, but he's had 13 in the transfer portal go there, two of which is the quarterback who was going to play for Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. So he transferred to go to USC. Travis Dye
left Oregon
and went to USC. And then there's some receivers.
We didn't have any trouble with him.
The thing is, though, there was a number
of
guys.
I'm just saying, man, they're going to be better.
That transferred from Oklahoma to USC. And then there was a number of guys that were going to go to Oklahoma. He changes his mind, goes to SC, and they follow suit and go to USC. And these are five-star kids. So they're going to be really good.
Yep.
It's funny, though. If you, I've had a number of Oklahoma fans comment on different Twitter things I'm involved in.
Really?
And they just say, rush three, drop eight, and you'll win every time. that's their key to success. Rush three, drop eight, and you'll beat Lincoln Riley.
They're definitely not thrilled about his departure. So and no. the way that I wouldn't that all
be either.
Down.
I wouldn't be either. I'd be pissed.
Yeah. And then they lost all these players that went with him. So
yeah, he was out coaching or he was out recruiting for Oklahoma.
Yeah, they've all followed him to USC.
Go to USC.
Yeah, I'd be PO'd. And of course, Oregon, their new coach is the old D coordinator for Georgia. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that's going to mean.
Their QB is Bo Nix. Wasn't he Auburn's QB? Yeah.
He was okay at Auburn.
He was, I mean, I think he's battling to be the guy. But, I mean, Oregon, again, they got a lot of talented kids, so and they always do.
So next year we're at Oregon next year.
Yeah, we got to go to Oregon.
And then again in the Raider Stadium, like December 3rd or whatever it's going to be.
Gorgeousness that is.
I'll be there again, baby.
Stadium.
Can't get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, James.
So it's April.
We can't get ahead of ourselves, but anyway, I'm actually
take receipts.
I'm actually kind of sick of hearing about USC already.
Well, get used to it because it's just college football. When it picks up,
it's all USC.
It's going to be all USC. It's all you're going to hear.
Which is, even though they didn't even do anything last year.
We were like 3-9 last year or something like that. I don't know what their record was.
They were better than that.
They missed a bowl. They didn't make a bowl game.
Oh, dang. They were terrible. Saban,
they were 4-8 last year.
Holy it all fell crap. Apart.
The mighty, mighty Trojans.
Okay, don't. If you think they're going to go 4-8 this year, anybody?
No,
anybody
not.
Thinks they're going to go 4-8?
No.
You got a brain problem. I'm just saying, they're going to be good, man.
They're going to be good. They're going to win 9 games.
We're going to take them out, and we're going to beat them. But it's
going to be game day that
It's going to go through
Saturday.
Them again, by the way.
I can see it being like a Friday, changing it to like a Friday night game. I can see them doing that.
No, it's going to be game day on Saturday.
It's going to be primetime ABC game day. Here, this is my prediction.
Prediction.
6 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Mountain time. 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Sign me up for that.
Full packed Rice Eccles. It's going to rival the Oregon game of last year. This is all my prediction.
People at work are talking to me about, hey, we got to do tailgating. How can I get tickets? All this sort of stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
Don't call me.
That's your problem. I've already got the tailgating locked in, the tickets. So you figure it out.
Did you know that Daniels from ANSU is now gone to LSU?
Yeah.
I knew that, but I forgot about it.
That program
is he was a dumpster dumb. Fire.
He
right
was
now.
The guy that carried him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see when he left the stuff that his own teammates were saying about him were not
really? Right? I didn't read it.
There was videos that came out on social media and like
they were like going through his locker and they just
like burning stuff out of his locker. Like it was
that's
bad.
Yeah, that's what you want. It was bad.
Yeah, so
Herm has really just got that.
Herm
place
got him going work. The right way. Great culture over there at ANSU. Can we say ANSU for
grow
ASU?
Up.
Grow up, James. Quit saying that.
I take full credit for ANSU.
I still think you should get a shirt made. Anybody out there want to make a shirt?
We've got a lot of things we have people have doing tasks.
Come on, make
for
a shirt
us.
For that. So we can be wearing it when.
I'm not wearing that shirt. Have at it, you two. I'm not wearing one.
James,
I'm
you
not
wear
wearing a shirt
wearing
that says
it.
ANSU.
Yeah, but it has the guy with the fork.
No, I'm not wearing that, Gary. Don't.
You've gone too far.
Speaking of ANSU, Nick
anus,
Saban.
That was a segue. I'll give you that. Speaking of ANS, Nick Saban.
So he said, what do you got on your arm?
I got a henna tattoo at a conference.
I thought you were going to say a hickey.
He got a tattoo.
I want a tattoo in a bad way, but my wife won't let me do it.
Why would you get henna?
It was a whole
Are you like a 16-year-old girl?
Brent, it was a whole thing. I was very drunk.
I mean, it's Vegas.
He woke up and he had a
I had it.
You
had
just, a tattoo.
You see my back.
Okay. Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Why do we have to talk about
okay,
him?
Okay, but here's... So he made some comments recently about the transfer portal. And I was, what do you think about what he said at this point now that it's been
played?
Okay,
let's hear it, and then I'll give you my professional opinion.
He said, I don't think what we're doing right now is a sustainable model. Talking about the concept of name, image, likeness, the NIL for players, which he thinks is a good thing. I think we all think it's a good thing. They should. But he said the NIL was for players to be able to use their name, image, and likeness to create opportunities for themselves. That was it. So last year on our team, our guys probably made as much or more than anybody in the country.
Yeah, we know that.
But then he said, this is one of the things. He goes, but that creates a situation where you can basically buy players.
Which?
You can do it in recruiting. I mean, if that's what we want college football to be, I don't know. And you can also get players to get in the transfer portal to see if they can get more, meaning money and endorsements, someplace else than they get at your place. And then Dabo Swinney, it's out of control, not sustainable, and stuff like that. What do you think about Nick? I mean, I'm not much of a Nick fan.
So here's my thing. Number one, I agree with him. I don't think it's sustainable. It's going to It's going to create this. These guys going to schools no one's heard of because they can make a ton of money. But my issue with Dick Saban is he says these things, but then turns around and walks out of the conference room and goes and takes full advantage of the system and the way that it's set out. So he's over here complaining about it, saying it's unsustainable, and yet my guys are making $1 million a year because I'm Alabama. So what? Well, then
of course he's going to take advantage of it.
But then just say, hey, look, if that system's the system, I'm taking advantage of it.
Then you do it. He's just saying if we continue down this road, and obviously he's admitting that Alabama players are just great advantage through it, and it can only get worse is what they're saying. I mean, I don't like Saban, and he does take advantage of it, but at least he's being honest because what he's essentially saying is, look, guys are going to make a ton of money playing for Alabama, so they're just going to keep getting all the top guys because they're going to all get this money. Or if you're at some school and you're not liking it, but you know if you go to some other school and there's donors that putting things together that someone can go and make some money there, so you're buying players to come. That's USC. What he's saying, and that is a problem.
USC.
USC's one of them. I mean, think about it. Go to LA market.
They've been doing
LA
that for years.
And their donors are multi-millionaires.
That's what's going on.
That owns a car dealership, and he goes, hey, I'll give you a Porsche and $1 million budget. Come play here.
I mean, I think it's the combination of the NIL and the transfer portal together. Because I think that's what he's saying, is those two things together is going to create this. It's already created this chaos. Well, I feel like the transfer portal is just,
it's free agency.
It's so chaotic. And it was interesting to hear Witt talk about it on Saturday, that a lot of times it's a mutual decision between the coaches and the player that, hey, look, if you enter the transfer portal, you will likely find a better situation for yourself. Sometimes it's not that, but I think the combination of these guys going out and looking for ways they can get paid and then they can transfer out and play the next year. Like it, I mean, we've said it before. I feel like it's going to ruin college football at some point.
Here's my concern is that schools like USC, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas,
Florida schools,
they use the Arizonas and the Colorados of the world, right? Power five schools, but lesser. And they look at it and go, okay, they got a really good tight end and they got a really good tackle. Let's go after that guy. Hey, come over here to USC, tackle, and here's your endorsement. That's what I'm more afraid of than the high school kids. It's the guy that has proven himself in college, and it's the New York Yankees model where they just go out and pull everybody and create college football as its own farm system. I saw rumors. I don't know if you saw these rumors. Alabama. Dalton Kincaid from Utah is going to get in the transfer portal to Alabama.
That was so weird.
Where that came from, I don't know. There's no validity to any of it. But those sorts of things are what makes me nervous. Well, you go out and you go, hey, this QB from Oregon State's pretty freaking good. No one knows about him. He's 4-8 because he's up here. Come down here to Texas.
And they'll create super teams.
They create these super teams. And that's what I never want to see.
That can happen.
And that's what
I think he's right on, man. I think that's... I mean,
but he'll be the first person doing it.
Well, if I was him, I'd do it too.
But something that he can't complain about the system and take advantage of the system.
Yes, he can.
No.
He's openly saying, look, this is unsustainable. It's going to create problems.
Of course,
but
he's going to do what.
But
it
he's going to do what's fair to everybody.
That's
else.
Like saying the speed limit's 110 miles an hour. It's just killing people on the freeway. I'm going to complain about it, but I'm still going to go 110
You're wrong.
Miles an hour.
He's wrong on this one.
I'm not.
Everybody knows he's wrong. If Saban, anybody would do.
Then don't complain about it. Say this is the system. Yeah, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I want
to
do.
He's not complaining about it because it's an advantage to him.
But he's
I don't think he's complaining.
He's
about
not complaining. It. He's just expressing for college football that there's going to be a problem for college football if they don't get this under control. That's just one part of the issue. The other issue I was reading on was the transfer portal, which is fine. I'm okay with it. Just has to be controlled that the eligibility. When you can transfer, there should be times
eligibility. Yeah.
Where you can transfer and not transfer.
It's like
just
a trade
need to be
deadline.
Regular. Yeah, they don't have it like the NFL. So that's an issue there that needs to be dealt with. There's just some things, but what I read in that article, which just I thought was so stupid, was some guy was saying we got to have Congress come up and regulate.
No,
if they do that, game, set, match, it is over.
We don't need Congress's fingers.
I couldn't believe
everything.
Some loser would say that. We're not going to give
his
name. Keep
them out of it. My gosh. Yeah, screw up everything else.
Of all the systems to help with
Congress
this,
help.
Congress. I think we have other things we can worry about besides transfer portals for college football.
Yeah.
All right. Congress.
Well, they should be focusing on other things.
They don't. Okay.
All right. Just wondered what you thought about that. That does need to get fixed, by the way.
I
guarantee
agree.
There's big money being laid out to people.
Yeah. 100%. See,
Witt wasn't. Let me just say this. Speaking of Witt, when he was talking about the transfer portal, the way I heard what he was saying, he wasn't talking so much about the stars of a team. He was talking about those who think the advantage to a player where he thinks he can go get play time at another school.
Yeah.
I think he said lesser school
or
something like that.
It's the third, fourth string guys. Yeah.
And he also said the advantage to us, like our program, then it frees up a scholarship.
Yeah.
That's where he was coming from. What this is about is the top talent being able to be recruited, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With dollars and perks of all sorts of things, and obviously that's attractive.
Right. Well, so you look at Utah. Utah uses the transfer portal to their advantage every offseason. Our quarterback is a transfer portal guy. Our running back is a transfer portal guy. Like, we have used the transfer portal to make our team better. I have no issue with that.
Mm-mm.
But it's what we've talked about. It's using it to the financial side. And I have no issue with these guys getting paid. I think it's cool that when I go in the bookstore and there's a number 7 Utah jersey, everyone knows I'm buying a Cam Rising jersey. Well, now it just says Rising on the back, and hopefully I think they're getting a portion of these sales. I'm great with that. But to use this as free agency to, you know, we have the most money, so I'm going to bring all the best players in. That's, I do worry about
that's going
that.
On. Donors getting together, organizing.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil's.
Combining
opportunities. What's the Oklahoma State guy?
What's
his freaking name? The investor guy, the big oil. I can't remember his name. Anyway.
Those guys. That's the point.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And he can go, yeah, we want this guy. Okay, well, here's $200,000 and an apartment he can live in.
Well, okay.
Crap, I got to look up his name.
Anyway, so, I guess we'll be doing more podcasts more regularly as the season gets closer. We'll do them from time to time. Not much to analyze. Specifically right
not
now,
yet.
There'll be plenty to say. You threw out a couple of questions.
T-Bone Pickens, that's his name.
You threw out a couple of questions on...
Oh, just people's thoughts about the spring game. I mean, same thing as what we felt.
Okay.
Like, it's fun to watch, but you can't really tell anything from the spring game.
So let's change gears here.
Oh.
NHL playoffs begin...
Next week.
Next week. And come on. If you haven't got into the NHL playoffs. Get into
you
it.
You suck.
It is the best. Okay. I just want to know who you think's going to win. Who's going to be the final two NHL playoffs right now?
Avalanche, Lightning.
I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Neither am I. Just throw out the two best teams.
Yeah, see, he just can't. No. Well, that's. Because that I don't. They're not, though.
I don't know all the standings.
Tampa
and
Bay's not.
No, but they're back to back champions. They turn it on when it matters. That's
true. Do you have any feelings?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that series?
No, I have to be able to watch the first round for a little bit, and then
No.
Yes.
No. Pre-playoff.
I haven't been watching the games like you guys.
By the way, Vegas is going to miss.
They choked again, dude. Did you see any of that game?
Yeah, they lost.
Well, gave two goals in 3 minutes at the end.
Yeah, to the Sharks.
They sharded that.
Vegas isn't going to make it?
No, it would take a miracle.
They're three back.
They're always back, but
they're playing actually Dallas tonight.
You know who's the Blues have? They're like 9-0-1 in the last 10 games. So that's
where I'm saying it's Florida momentum. And St. Louis in the finals.
You're thinking St. Louis?
It's because Florida. Of exactly. It's not, you see their records, but if you look at like the last 20 games.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
The Blues have got it rolling, and they're playing how they played when they won it all. So I could see them actually upsetting everybody.
Be sweet.
I'd be okay with that. There you go.
Here is.
Hockey minute.
Hockey. The hockey three minute.
The NHL minute. Here is Gary's rules of the NHL playoffs. Is that if you start watching a game, you cannot turn it off until it's finished.
If that's not the rule.
What do you mean that's not the rule?
The rule is if you start overtime. If you start a game and it's 4-0 in the third, you can turn it off. If it's overtime and you start overtime, you have to finish.
You have to finish the game.
I can't do
it. If it's 4 OTs, 5 OTs, you do not walk away. That is the rule.
Your eyes can be bleeding because you're so tired.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to get up at 6. You have to watch the game.
Been there. 6 OTs. No,
don't walk away.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
That's a shameful.
I can last maybe like 2 or 3
OTs.
It's amazing.
You know, I couldn't care less about the teams necessarily, but man.
Playoffs, when it goes OT and you're watching it, you got to watch to the end.
See that?
That's the rule, and that's the rule.
Best playoff series ever is NHL.
Oh, not even close.
First round, every night.
There's four games. Guys just bleeding from the face. Okay, I got a question. I thought about this the other day. When you go on vacation, not to a football game, but you're just going to California.
I don't know what that's like. We're always going to a football game.
How many articles of Utah football clothing do you take with you?
Zero.
Unless I'm going to a game, I don't take any of it.
Okay, I'm pretty much the same. I might take like a Utah hat or something.
Yeah, a hat maybe, because that's what I've got, but I don't wear.
I was thinking about this because I was in Las Vegas for work this last week. I saw
50 million zoobs.
Yeah.
I was in Moab for spring break with my whole family. I saw probably 5 families where every single family member was head to toe in Zuby clothing.
They got their shorts with the logo and their flip flops with the logo. Yeah. And it's like.
And the hats. And every single kid is wearing it.
The kid is wearing it. And the mom's wearing it. Yeah. And it's like, I understand if you're going to the game.
Yeah, totally.
I'm decked out. If I'm going to Moab on a vacation.
They're all in Zuby. What is it, Zubies? Why? You have to like.
No, it's a serious disease.
You see them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's weird.
Guys in the conference wearing his BYU business school. I'm going, no one gives a crap, dude. No one cares. He's going, oh, look at it. I went to the Marriott School of Business. Yeah, we're all in the same conference room, pal. Like,
it's a thing. It's a thing. I've seen it in many places.
There you have it.
It's a mental disorder.
Disneyland, usually.
Anything else of great importance, Utah fans?
Hey, stay. Follow us on the socials. We're doing some different things this year.
Do it.
We got some fun stuff coming up.
Subscribe, share, please.
Instagram, YouTube, specifically those two platforms. We're going to be doing some different things, kind of ramping it up this year. So make sure you're following there and engage if there's anything you want to see, questions.
I saw you make some nice comments, though, in Twitter.
Yeah.
There were two.
Some nice comments.
One was to Criddle.
Oh, what nice.
He deserved it.
He's a dick.
And then there was some other guy.
What did I say? Oh, with the whole
Yeah, he's a.
We're not gonna.
We're not going down that road. I'm just saying that was a good comeback to where it was, and you left it.
I did.
That's good. See, he did what you told him to do.
If you're following, by the way, just I'll defend these two. The Utah football fans' Twitter is just me. Every now and
then, I get on there.
Every now and then, it's Gary. So if you're gonna get mad at somebody, it's this guy. Okay. What was the second one that I said? I don't know.
I think it was today, or it was the guy who committed to come to Utah.
Oh yeah,
he made some comments. He's coming to Utah, and some
it was a Zub.
Some Zub made some pathetic comment, and you slyly said something back to him, which I thought was pretty clever.
I'm pretty clever.
It was good. And then he left it at such
good. I'm so.
Well, I just asked him. He made some so stupid proud. Comment about. You know, we'll get used to that kind of culture at Utah.
And oh, I
just
saw said, that.
A winning culture.
And I just said, what what kind of stupid comment is this? And nothing, he didn't respond.
Bunch of likes, though. So anyway, yeah. Follow us there, too. Follow us everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, this is the kind of analysis,
this
the insights
the kind
you get.
This is the hard-hitting journalism you come to expect. This
and to all our Ohio State fans, cheers to all of you.
You know what? Best of luck to you this
Best
year.
Best of luck.
See you in the natty.
Kick the crap out of Michigan.
You know what? They've earned my respect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I will see you at the national championship.
We'll be in the national championship. All right. Go Utes. What do you think?
Go Utes.
Bubbly.
Trying to get a
strawberry bubbly
sponsorship deal.
Not too bad.
Is garbage.
Woo! Burn the nostrils?
Man. Can't wait for the season to get here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Got a ways to go.
A long ways away.
September
it
3rd.
It is, but go Utes. All right.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.